can never catch you. She didn't get a vacation this past year, but now it won't be long.
Seven past the hour, Doug Steffens. Good day. Rich, along with Doug, who is just making his way back from letting his dear little Charlotte take a run around in the pasture to take care of some business. So until then, why don't we Google on over to DougSteffens.com.
What happened? I just fell asleep. What happened?
No, I told everybody you were out letting Charlotte take care of business.
Oh.
So I was going to tell everybody what today's poll was. You want to do it?
You can do it. You're capable. You have a mind. I can do it. You can do it. We can
Today's
do it.
Today's poll, this one kind of bothers me. We've talked about how Hollywood and magazines and just society in general makes girls think they should be thin because it says it's cool in a magazine or a movie. Well, it looks like Disney might be jumping into the game.
Mm-hmm.
They've come up with a new version. It doesn't look like Minnie Mouse to me, but it's supposedly it is.
The original Minnie Mouse.
The original Minnie Mouse is a absolute stick figure.
Awful.
It looks like olive oil who hasn't had a meal in about a year.
Olive oil is a stick
figure.
Yeah, an olive oil is a stick figure.
Right. Based on that, what do you think about the way Barney has slimmed down Disney? Barney's slimmed down characters. I don't get that. What does that mean?
Barney and characters who are... Barney is... No, you did the same thing I did. They're doing it in conjunction with a fashion show at Barney's in New York.
Oh, Barney's, okay.
And whether Barney, one of the characters that might be converted into a stick person, although Barney's not a Disney product.
Barney the store has slimmed down the Disney characters. What do we think about their upcoming promotion?
Okay. You think it's ugly. You got it?
Okay. So they look great. I can't wait to see what they do next. It's a little creepy, but not a big deal. They look very creepy. That would be mine. Awful. It sends a terrible message to kids. Actually, I changed my mind. That would be mine.
Yeah.
And it's an ad campaign. Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Check it out at DougSteffens.com.
The story from Europe, focusing on a zoo in Rome that is feeding giant meat-flavored ice lollies to the tigers and lions and frozen fruit and watermelon for the monkeys. The heat in Rome is so over the top. Europe has been, as we have here, frying for much of the summer. Those of you who have followed the Olympics, remember how hot it was in London. It's been very warm in England.
I thought in Rome they usually fed the Christians to the lions.
Well, this is the modern way of handling
it.
Yeah. Temperatures have hit 104 degrees in Rome. And so they were trying to help some of the animals confront this torrid heat. Tigers and lions can be seen pawing at these giant lollies of meat, lollipops. They're about the size of the animals' heads. Monkeys are being given bamboo canes filled with yogurt and frozen fruit, as well as watermelon.
Good idea.
Yeah. So that story is at DougSteffens.com. All kinds of ways. The heat wave over our country seems to have broken now in the last couple of days. And part of the influence is... Well, the influence is the wave that comes as a result of, you understand the cycles, when these hurricanes come in, they suck all the moisture out of the air, and with it, they take the humidity. So that's why east of the hurricane and north of the hurricane, the weather's been so good this week. It's marvelous where I am in Massachusetts.
It's beautiful.
Marvelous where Richie is in Washington. Dry, beautiful, beautiful.
It's supposed
blue
to get
skies.
Hot again tomorrow.
Right. Well, the hurricane's now disseminating and hasn't got the energy. It's sort of following a track up the Mississippi. Supposed to go into parts of the Midwest to give them some relief from the drought. That isn't going to help the corn and bean supply because it's way beyond it'll do some good, but it isn't going to help the corn mature. Most of the corn is matured at about half of its size, and therefore, you know, everybody who depends on corn for livestock, corn for our food, wait till you see the prices as they go up. They've already gone up, according to Phil Lempert, our supermarket guru. He says that the essence of this is not going to be 100% known and or felt until we're well into the Christmas season and into the winter time.
When will the day come when they won't have outdoor crops. When they, you know, like they had the hothouse tomatoes.
Oh, I don't think that. I mean, it depends on where you are in the world. Here, good Lord, let's hope that the earth doesn't get so populated that every space in every country on every continent is filled.
No, how do you survive? I just think that they want to manage our food supply to such an extent.
Yeah,
they will want to control the atmosphere with which the vegetables grow in.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
okay.
even the animals.
Yeah,
maybe they have hothouse cows where they're like in a stadium. Maybe they turn all of the NFL stadiums into pastures, and they eat the fake grass, and they don't have to worry about drought and extreme heat hurting the animals, and they can control every little bit of the growth process.
This is the Beyond Good Day Hour, before or beyond, whichever you prefer.
Or even scarier.
Well, what's even scarier?
The Chinese are messing with weather control.
Huh. Nah, the Russians would have done that.
No, the Chinese are doing it.
They seed clouds.
They seed clouds,
yeah,
right.
They do that. They seed clouds, don't they? I couldn't resist that. Sorry. I tickled myself even there with that one. Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, Dr. Jay Kumar joins us, right? Doesn't he join us later in this hour?
He does.
So I have that in my head. I thought I did. So in the meantime, as always, Richie and I need to take a deep breath, so pardon us while we do that.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences. But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At Geico, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
Musicians, Friday through Monday, save big at Guitar Center's Labor Day Savings Event. Deals 60, 70, over 80% off retail. Massive savings throughout the store. Like Ibanez Acoustics or Epiphone Electrics, your choice, $89. Flip-on tuners or 10 pairs of drumsticks, just $9. Tascam handheld recorders, $49. Plus additional markdowns on hundreds of items, from floor models to open box, ding and dents to closeouts. It's all price to move. Guitar Center's Labor Day Weekend Savings Event starts tomorrow. Don't miss it.
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paint, a mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do it yourself. And you can too with everything you need to paint your front door, like Litton 2-in-1 paint and primer and Scotch Blue painter's tape. See for yourself, only at Walmart.
Man, I love a football game.
Yeah!
Hey, let's sneak down by the field before kickoff and get autographs.
Well, that would be hard to do from my basement.
Ah, right. That new TV is huge.
Get close to the action at the ultimate football experience at Sears and get a Panasonic 50-inch HD TV with a free Blu-ray player, all for just $699.99. This is game-changing. This is Sears. Offer ends 9/1/12. See store sears.com/football for details. Free Blu-ray, $89.99 value. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Running a facility, chances are managing inventory isn't your favorite part of the day. Stocking and tracking, ordering and organizing, all necessary evils eating up your time. That's why Grainger's KeepStock services help you manage your inventory more efficiently. From basic labeling and scanning to secure dispensing machines, putting you in total control. Often allowing you to buy less, making things seem, well, not so evil anymore. Contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, so the discussion we're having, in part, this is a general conversation about food. Our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, always posting updates on what's going on. Here's a guy who is, if there's anybody that I've come across in the years I've been doing this program,
really
who knows
good.
His stuff is cold.
And it's just...
This guy is the one.
And it's useful information.
Ah, every bit of it is all.
It's very useful information.
Yeah. Go to supermarketguru.com to find out the latest in all of it. He has a thing called hits and misses, and he reviews every week. He gets hundreds, 400 things a week to review. He reviews generally four or five of them, and will post his findings on his daily hits and misses. But that's part of what you get when you sign up at supermarketguru.com.
Who doesn't go to the supermarket?
Everybody goes to it. This is why it's so practical.
Yeah.
And the guy's everywhere on television. I'm very, really fortunate. He and I have become good personal friends. He's just a font of knowledge, very interesting guy.
It's interesting to hear him talk about how they market the food to you. I'm fascinated.
Remember that that ad when E.J. Hutton speaks, everybody listens?
Right. Yes.
Okay, this is the real guy. When this guy talks, everybody in the food business listens because he has made his career so effectively intertwined with what the realities are of food availability. I'm so pleased to have him as part of the Good Day program. But anyway, having talked about food and the skyrocketing price of food, there's an interesting story that we have for you at DougStephan.com about Joseph Watson.
Who's he?
Who is a he runs the United Livestock Commodity Service. And he's trying to figure out how to survive. He has 1,400 cattle, and because corn is so expensive, he's no longer feeding corn. The prices are too high.
Uh-oh.
So he began to buy secondhand candy. A higher ratio of fat than actually feeding them straight corn, because that's important. The cattle, when they're brought to market, they need to be as heavy as possible, and they gain weight faster on chocolate. Hard to believe it works, he says. We tried it, and we see the results.
Can't be healthy.
We're very happy. Well, that's...
we're not allowed to eat that stuff and be healthy. Right?
I don't know that that's his concern. What his business is to bring the largest animal to market that he can, and it's called finishing off the cattle. In a sense, it's what I do with my heifers in the summertime. They go out to summer pasture. I mean, I was at a couple of them this week, and the way that they are looking, having been on this grass all summer, they look terrific. For those of you who don't know, I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, so I have my fingers on the pulse of a lot of this stuff, more so than the average person. So I watch, and even though I don't feed grains and my cows don't get any hormones, and we don't give them anything other than all-natural stuff, it's interesting to see how some of my brethren, whether they're in the cattle business or whether they're in the dairy business, are handling this problem. So I thought this was a lot of fun. The farmer says it has all the right nutrition for him, Richie.
Oh, please.
Mixes the candy with an ethanol byproduct. The stuff, it's like, it's a mash. A corn mash, not unlike the silage that I put in the silo for the cows. It sits around, it gets hot, and it has a very interesting aroma and flavor. It's good for the cow as long as it's not too hot.
I need to pick up those cow patties afterwards.
Well, it's
probably a little sticky.
Good fertilizer. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches. All in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Doug Stephan duo, the ladies are all gone today, so here at Beyond Good Day, we have Richie and I, along with Dr. Jay Kumar, in a few minutes. Rich obviously has a story from the world of sports.
As long as it's just the fellas
ball
today.
Game. Yeah, it's just the fellas today, Richie.
What do you say we go to the ballpark?
Why not? Help yourself.
The Quad City River Bandits. It's a minor league ball team.
Yeah.
Got into the political spirit on Sunday, giving away bobbleheads of President Obama and Republican candidate Mitt Romney. They held a mock election poll, and the winner was determined by whose bobblehead had the most requests.
Great.
So Obama supporters lined up on the left. And then the Romney fans lined up on the right, and they entered the ballpark, and they would go and request or choose the bobblehead that they want.
Mm.
Now, this is in Florida, So why don't you take a guess as to who you think the most popular bobblehead was?
In Florida?
Mm-hmm.
Of the two?
Yeah.
Either Romney or Obama?
Correct.
And what is the age of
the people?
They
didn't have a third-party candidate in this bobblehead election.
All right, so the Libertarian is not there.
No. Or the Green Party or whoever.
At what age?
It's a ball game. It's a minor league ball game, so, I mean.
Oh, Romney.
You think Romney?
Yeah.
In 2008, they did the same mock election with McCain and Obama.
Yeah.
And Obama edged out McCain.
Mm-hmm.
So the bobblehead election.
Was right. Okay.
In this bobblehead election that they just had, Obama edged out Romney.
Really?
Yeah.
You heard the story from University of Colorado, I believe it was Monday of this week. They have not been wrong since the election of, they went against the tide, if you will, when Harry Truman was reelected in 1948. That was the first year the University of Colorado did whatever they put into the minds of people who do the predicting, somehow or other they came up, because Dewey was supposed to beat Truman,
right,
according to all the polls and
right. Pretty
much every other.
It was done. It was over.
Conventional
why even
wisdom.
Why even go?
There's a famous picture of Harry Truman holding up the headline from, I think it was the St. Louis paper, Dewey defeats Truman.
Right.
And Truman being the character that he was, it was not off-putting. It was actually kind of, I have a lot of regard. Of all the presidents of the United States, Harry Truman may have been one of the best in many measurements, frankly. But anyway, the point
is, what did the poll say?
The poll at the University of Colorado says Mitt Romney wins. It's close, but he wins. And the speculation now that concerns, hold on, let me go through what they said. And it's interesting because I heard an NBC reporter repeat the same thing last night. Ohio could go either way. How Ohio goes for Obama is beyond me. Other than thinking about Cleveland being as powerful with the number of blacks that are there.
Right.
And there are a lot of, I have my friend Ted Siller who loves Obama, and there are a lot of folks that are in the northeast quadrant of Ohio that really seem to like Obama. Whereas if you go down through Columbus and that area, there's going to be strong support. Anyway, the point is that it's mostly an agrarian economy in Ohio, but there is heavy industry in Columbus, in Cleveland, Toledo to an extent, and in Cincinnati. So the industrial areas seem to prefer Obama, and the rural areas seem to prefer...
Same here in Virginia. In Arlington, Virginia, which borders Washington, D.C., it tends to lean very Obama.
Mm-hmm.
But as you get away from the city into rural Virginia, coming through my county, which borders Arlington, it's when it starts to turn more red than blue.
Yeah. And so, under the circumstances, what we have is Ohio not being predictable, but Wisconsin with Ryan on and Iowa, they seem to get Romney to the 270 mark. Wisconsin with Ryan, you got to figure they're going before. I think Wisconsin went for Obama in, and this was the strategy because they figure they may lose Ohio. So if you get Wisconsin, Iowa for sure. And I'm thinking Iowa went for Obama before as well. I know some friends of mine who are farmers in Iowa that love Obama. But I think the state goes more now toward the right than it does the left, and Wisconsin as well. So those two can, there's a scenario that they, if they come in the way it looks like they'll come in, you don't need Ohio because he gets 271. I mean, it's just by the hair on your chinny chin chin.
So
but that's what the University
is,
it is. And that's what the University of Colorado is saying. Mitt Romney, but not by much. Observations continue with Dr. Jay Kumar helping you with your life in a few moments here on Good Day.
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paint, a mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do-it-yourself. And you can, too, with everything you need to paint your front door, like Litton 2-in-1 Paint and Primer and Scotch Blue Painter's Tape. See for yourself, only at Walmart.
Musicians, Friday through Monday, save big at Guitar Center's Labor Day Savings Event. Deal 60, 70, over 80% off retail. Massive savings throughout the store. Like Ibanez Acoustics or Epiphone Electrics, your choice, $89. Clip-on tuners and 10 pairs of drumsticks, just $9. Tascam handheld recorders, $49. Plus additional markdowns on hundreds of items, from floor models to open box, ding and dents to closeouts. It's all priced to move. Guitar Center's Labor Day Weekend Savings Event starts tomorrow. Don't miss it.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Guys, you're just 60 seconds away from learning how to have the best night of your life. Because we're announcing a limited-time risk-free trial for TestoCharge, the natural male enhancement formula clinically shown to work. TestoCharge improves your romantic life two ways. First, it rapidly increases your drive and desire. So when she's ready, you're ready. Second, it boosts your performance, helping to make it the best experience for both of you. TestoCharge is absolutely guaranteed to provide full-strength support for a healthy, unforgettable romantic life. If you want big confidence, get your risk-free trial of TestoCharge while supplies last. Hurry! Due to high demand, this offer will only be available for a limited time. Just call 1-800-763-8115. That's 1-800-763-8115. To experience, you must call now. Just call 1-800-763-8115. That's 1-800-763-8115.
Oh, you know it was a good day.
Now, 33 after the hour, beyond good day time, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, Dr. Jay Kumar joins us. I want to say hi to Candy from Smyrna, Georgia, who really actually started to listen, Richie, on Pal Talk, but now listens to us at DougSteffen.com.
Oh,
she
yeah.
chats with you on Facebook.
Absolutely.
And anyway, we have lots of interaction with a lot of the folks who really, obviously without them, what do we have here? We talk to ourselves, which is not a good formula.
We do that all the time anyway. It's not very much fun.
Not a good formula for success. You are not on an island. You are not isolated. You are a piece of this planet. I'm thinking about a couple of, there's a poem. It was very popular in the 70s, late 60s maybe. And the focus of it was your part in the universe, what role you play in the universe, how the universe works. And I and many others have learned, sometimes the easy way, sometimes the hard way, that personal relationships are such fertile ground, such fertile soil. And from this fertility comes wonderful success, achievement, life grows. This sounds like a song now. I'm bringing Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes. Remember that
mm-hmm.
old song? So if you're going to be successful, you can't do it by yourself. You have to have a loving partner. You need to have people that work with you who support. For example, on this program, we have any number of people, Radio America, Business Talk Radio, Lifestyle, Genesis, all the people who help further our goal of getting this program to more people. And without that, we have a certain amount of success, but it doesn't grow exponentially unless you have the support of people. And sometimes you got to hurdle over, you know, it's one at a time. Sort of, and I think that we can analogize here, Jay, into the personal realm, because there is there's nobody who really lives a happy life alone, I don't think.
Yeah.
I mean, you live alone. You know, your dog, like I live alone. I got my dog.
Kaczynski seemed like he was pretty happy with himself.
Oh, don't compare Ted Kaczynski, please. But, I'm joking. I want to respond to something, Doug, you mentioned quite earlier. And I was just chatting with Rich before I came on the air. I was telling him that I just started teaching my university courses this past week.
Yeah.
And one of the courses I'm teaching right now is called Health and Healing in Science and Spirituality. And on the first day of class, you know, it's something I love to do, as you know, Doug, you've known me for a few years now. My three words are educate, empower, and engage.
Yeah.
And I do it with students, and I do that with all of you here. And it's really about, you know, empowering you through educating you and really having you engage in this process known as health and wellness. And one of the first things I discussed in my course this week is the definition of health. And what's really interesting, you know, many of you may not be aware of this, and I want to kind of share this because it's so exciting. In many languages of the world, including English, the word health, the word to heal, is actually connected to the word whole, W-H-O-L-E, mm-hmm. the word's holy. And there's a really intimate connection in all these languages of the world that really underscore this very fundamental principle that in order to experience a state of health and wellness and healing, you have to strive for that place of wholeness. And so wholeness automatically implies that you're part of something greater, mm-hmm. whether it's you're, you know, being part of a community, being part of the, you know, connection to the planet, but feeling that connection to something larger. And one of the best ways we do that, how to experience that sense of wholeness, is through relationships, is through that sense of knowing that you're not here alone. You have the power and the ability to cultivate the state of health, happiness, well-being with others in your life. And others in your life, whether it's, you know, your loved ones, like your life partner, husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, your children, your pooch, in my case, knowing that you're part of something large and cultivating that relationship is so important. And sometimes we know, sometimes it happens, that relationships can go awry. Sometimes we know that relationships from time to time, you know, have their rough spots. But knowing that the person that you love, whether it's, you know, your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, girlfriend, even your kids or your parents, they really are a reflection of you. And so those people act as a mirror for us in our those places in our life where we need to work on. And so this really has, you know, I kind of was interesting, you know, to hearing about that what you were saying earlier about the need to experience that relationships in our lives. It's so important, such a great value. And it's these relationships in our lives that we really cherish the most that we need to spend the most time on and really kind of feel that sense of wholeness within.
Yeah. Dr. Jay Kumar is here on the Good Day program. We're talking about the way you move yourself through life, the motivations that you have, how you connect with people. One of the things, speaking of connections, that I have gotten the most out of from you, and I've heard other people talking about this neuroscience. You've made a study of brain science, which is neuroscience, and how it rears its head in unusual ways. We talked about using neuroscience as a motivator or the connector for the Olympic athletes.
Yes.
And how they had to have that all engaged in order to push ahead. And so now, coming back to all of us individually, those of you who are compassionate, those of you who show great gratitude, it's partially because all of the things in your head are connecting, because your brain realizes that these are the signs of connection. If you're compassionate with people,
you know,
am I reading that correctly?
Absolutely, Doug. I'm so glad you encapsulated that so nicely, so beautifully. You know, what I teach, my area of expertise in neurocognitive studies, is really about understanding the connection between the mind, the brain, and health and wellness and healing. There is this remarkable study which has been happening for the past 2 years now, which exemplifies just how important our emotions are in our ability to achieve health and wellness. They've now done studies in an area of medicine called neurocardiology. Neurocardiology really looks at the interconnection between the brain, the mind, and the heart. And what they found is something quite remarkable. The human heart actually has a mini brain inside of it. The same
really?
Type. Yes, it's really amazing. The human heart. I'm going to repeat this. They've discovered in the past few years that the human heart is actually a mini brain. You know, we've been taught in our society for so long to think that it's the rational mind, it's that cognitive piece, which is the most important aspect of our lives to cultivate. But what we're now finding is that our emotions, our emotional states, have a tremendous impact on our nervous system and our immune system. So here's an example to underscore this this point. The human heart actually produces the largest electromagnetic field in the body. It's stronger than anything else that it's stronger than the brain and stronger than any other organ in the human body. What they've now shown is that when you experience emotions of gratitude, love, compassion, empathy, joy, even forgiveness, this energy field around your heart becomes more coherent. And they've now correlated that when this field around your heart is more coherent and more strong and cohesive, that now correlates to having a stronger immune system. And so there's this, so I literally say love is a healing frequency. And I literally am saying that when you embody these emotions of love and compassion and gratitude, you're actually promoting a greater state of well-being in your brain, your mind, your nervous system, your immune system, and that leads to greater health and well-being. So this all ties back to something we were talking about a few minutes earlier, the importance of relationships. What better way to experience love, gratitude, and compassion than in relationships you have with those that you love?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And understanding what love really is all about. Love is, as much as we'd like to have it a straight line.
Yeah.
You know, not a straight line.
I'm going to share with you one of my favorite quotes of all time. It's by a Sufi poet named Rumi from the 13th century from ancient Persia. And he has this beautiful quote about love, and I'm going to share it with you. And his quote goes, "Your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built against it."
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
so, Jay, let's say that people don't like other people.
Yeah.
They're loners.
Some or all.
Yeah. All. Uh-huh. Yep. And they just are just like, you know what? I have no use for people.
Right.
But let's have two different examples. Let's say they're an avid fisherman. And they'd rather be out by themselves in the middle of a stream fly fishing, and that's what they do all the time.
So,
and that is their love. Or let's say the only thing they have is their dog or their fish or their pet or
one
whatever.
Being another.
Does
being.
It have to be a human, or can they have just a love?
No, that's a really good point, Rich. I really want to. I'll answer by saying it doesn't necessarily have to be another human being. Like, you know, I live alone. I've got my dog, but I love my pooch. You know, Pico is just like awesome. And what this and even fishing or having that relationship with nature. You know, nature can be that thing you have a relationship with. And so it goes back to the neuroscience, and something I would like to share with you. They've discovered in the past 15 years that the human brain is not actually wired exclusively for a competition and fear and aspects of of negative emotions. The human brain is actually is wired to experience empathy and compassion. And we've discovered this with these, it's a system in the brain called the mirror neuron system. And what this means is the mirror neuron system, very simply put in a layman language, is that our human brain is wired to experience the feelings of others. And we know that when you experience, even if you're in a relationship with someone else, a loved one, a child, husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, every human being has these mirror neurons. And when we're with these other people, we can develop these mirror neurons. What they've also shown as well is that dogs and certain animals also have mirror neurons as well. And so you can have a relationship with your dog and still cultivate these mirror neurons. You can also be in nature and cultivate these mirror neurons as well. Because one of the most profound and easiest ways to allow the brain to go into a state of coherence and relaxation is being in nature. Mm-hmm. The example that you just gave, Richard, I think is so, which is a great one. someone who enjoys hiking or fishing or just gardening.
Sure, yeah.
All, you know, these are all great ways to experience and cultivate a relationship with something that you love, whether it's to nature, to your garden, you know, to the mountains, to the beach. You know, I live here in the mountains up here in L.A., and every morning I go outside, except when it's raining, of course, which is very rare in Southern California. Every morning I go outside and just sit with my morning tea and breakfast and just look at the mountains and experience this relationship, relationship I have with the planet.
That's one of my favorite things to do is just go biking and just stop in the middle of the creek and just bang.
A very close friend of mine has an energy friend, a person who reads energy. And in talking to her this past week, Charlotte came up, my English bulldog. And this woman said the amazing connection between Charlotte and me, which is
sure.
It was there and has been developed because she's getting older and I'm obviously thinking that I want to protect her as long as I can. And this person said that Charlotte will resist going to the last breath because she loves me. So.
Right. You know, dogs actually also discovered this certain animal, in addition to humans and higher primates, such as like apes and chimpanzees and gorillas, the only other animals that we know that have these mirror neurons that enable us to experience compassion, empathy, are dogs, elephants, and dolphins.
Wow. Food for thought. Dr. Jay Kumar. Check out his website, Dr. Jay Kumar, KUMAR.com. Always a pleasure to have you here in the Beyond Good Day spot with people's thoughts and people's deeds and people's actions foremost in our consideration. Dr. Jay Kumar with us here on Good Day.
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paint, a mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do-it-yourself. And you can, too, with everything you need to paint your front door, like Litton 2-in-1 Paint and Primer and Scotch Blue Painter's Tape. See for yourself, only at Walmart.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and HBO at over 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Yum. The word of the day are words pride and respect. That's what, excuse me, most of us have for people who have put on the uniform to protect our freedom. Let's show these folks that we support them. Help the Purple Heart Service Foundation provide services for veterans who have received the Purple Heart and those who have not. Lots of great things in the program. You can help by donating your car, your boat, other usable items, or cash by calling 877-743-1631. Help the veterans, 877-743-1631.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
Once again, our attention is divided between the effects of Isaac and the convention in Tampa. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Let's start on the northern Gulf Coast, zeroing in on Louisiana, where quite a few areas not protected by levees are underwater, as Isaac, which went from hurricane to tropical storm yesterday, dumped a foot of rain or more in many places. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is planning on punching holes in a southeastern Louisiana levee to relieve flooding from tropical storm Isaac. Governor Bobby Jindal says it should take 3 or 4 days for the water to drain near Plaquemines Parish. Crews had previously punched holes in some levees after Hurricane Gustav back in 2008. Isaac, which is losing strength, isn't expected to be fully out of Louisiana until tomorrow. Gene Otto lives in Plaquemines Parish. He and his family had to climb up into their attic as the water level rose yesterday.
The water came up so quick. It looks like we lost everything. If I have to, I'm going to have to shoot a hole in the attic here to get out on our roof.
As many as 600,000 power outages have been reported across Louisiana as the effects of Isaac continue to be felt. On to Tampa, Florida, the second night of the Republican National Convention, featuring the number two man on the ticket, Vice Presidential candidate Paul Ryan, who addressed the convention and the nation last night.
I accept the duty to help lead our nation out of a jobs crisis and back to prosperity. And I know we can do this.
Ryan receiving a rousing reception at the convention, going after President Obama on many issues, including the economy and the health care reform law, saying he and Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney are ready to lead. Tonight, the final night of the Republican National Convention, Florida Senator Marco Rubio will introduce the presidential nominee, after which Mitt Romney will accept the nomination and then deliver undoubtedly the most important speech of his life. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
This is my parents' Mercedes M-Class. And one day, I'll drive my kids to school in it.
Don't look now, but someone else just may have their sights set on your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. And who could blame them? After all, every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high.
I might even drive them. It's a long way to school.
Plus, every one comes with a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio. Come in for exceptional financing on our certified pre-owned vehicles today. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned. Today could be the day you get not only the car you've wanted,
and no way am I letting my kids put their feet on the seats,
but the car they'll start wanting.
See dealer or call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned, limited warranty, and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations.
On Wall Street, a light trading session yesterday for the markets. The Dow up 4 points at the close to 13,107. S&P up 1, NASDAQ gaining 4 points. Oil prices fell 84 cents a barrel, finishing at $95.49. Some interesting medical news. A new study out suggesting men can lower the risk of having a stroke by eating chocolate. Researchers found that after 10 years, men who ate the most chocolate lowered their risk of stroke by 17% compared to men who did not eat any chocolate. chocolate. Their recommendation is for about a third of a cup of chocolate chips each week, preferably a darker chocolate with higher cocoa content. And finally, let's hit the road. Fair amount of traffic out here today, and that brings us to... Whoa, watch out! That guy cut me off. Where'd you get your license, a raffle? We've all had the experience of seeing lousy drivers on the road. Of course, we're not referring to you. It's the person in the other vehicle. And where are the worst drivers in the country? Well, according to the annual America's Best Drivers Report, issued by Allstate Insurance, for the fifth year in a row, the worst drivers can be found in Washington, D.C., where drivers get into accidents twice as often as compared to other parts of the country. The numbers show D.C. drivers are involved in accidents every 4.7 years. The national average is once every 10 years. Washington, D.C., the worst, and nearby Baltimore is number two when it comes to bad drivers, getting into accidents every 5.3 years. All right, where can the best drivers in the country be found? Answer, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. That's where drivers there go 13.8 years between accidents. And chances are, when they do get into an accident, it was caused by an out-of-town visitor from Washington, D.C. or Baltimore. In a related note, my teenage daughter passed her driver's license road test yesterday. I told her she can now drive all she wants as long as it's in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. I want to give you a personal invitation to a free health seminar, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie seminar, the 90 for Life Health Seminar, August 29th. That is Wednesday, August 29th at the Holiday Inn Express in Suites. We're going to cover 12 most common diseases in human beings, lupus, fibromyalgia, arthritis, diabetes, obesity, dementias, macular degeneration. We're going to show you how to prevent them, how to reverse them, high blood pressure, heart disease, infertility. We have a question and answer period, which most people like. You can ask about your own personal health challenges. This is absolutely free. We'll teach you how to add 25 to 50 healthy years to your life for $3 to $5 a day. That's right, for $3 to $5 a day. You take the 90 essential nutrients before you get sick, just like you put oil in your car before the engine burns up. Of course, when you have the diseases, you take the 90 for Life program with some secret sauces for each disease, and you'll just be excited about what happens for you. August 29th, that's Wednesday, August 29th at the Holiday Inn Express in Suites. Everybody gets something for free when you come to this free lecture.